Dr. Pinsky dictating a supplemental report on Deborah, D-E-B-O-R-A-H, Patton, P-A-T-O-N. As you know, I previously evaluated Ms. Patton as described in the reports listed above. Period, you have now kindly provided me with some additional medical records to consider in this matter. Per the show, she was seen by pain specialist Dr. Greaves, G-R-E-A-V-E-S, on 10-18-22 for lower back pain. Per she was crying and complaining of severe low back pain and weakness of her right lower extremity. Per the right leg was giving out, but of most significance was over the last week she has been losing control of her bowels. Per she is not feeling well when she has to go to the bathroom. Per she had to clean up herself earlier that day. Per it was noted she had undergone lumbar spinal cord stimulator trial on 6/30/21. Period on 1/6/22, she underwent lumbar epidural injection at L4-5 and L5-S1. Period, Dr. Greaves performed an exam and rendered assessments of right lower extremity pain, lumbar sacral neuritis, and history of lumbar fusion. Period, she began the petitioner on prednisone and referred her for an MRI. Period, she also recommended she go directly to the emergency room. Period. New paragraph, she saw Dr. Greaves again on 11/30/22 to review her MRI. Period. It was described as showing mild disc bulging at L3-4 with mild spinal stenosis, which is unchanged from her previous MRI, so she has not had any significant changes over the last year. Period, she was to continue Percocet. Period. Previous EMG the previous year showed L5 radiculopathy. Period. To try to get her back to baseline, Dr. Greaves recommended lumbar epidural injection. Period. On 1/5/22, she performed a right-sided S1 transraminal epidural steroid injection. Period. In paragraph on 1/13/23, actually that injection was dated 1/5/23. On 1/13/23, she complained of worsening pain after the injection. Period. She was then prescribed a Medrol dose pack and was to continue acetaminophen-hydrocodone. Period. Dr. Greaves monitored her progress through 2/22/23. Period. Over time, it looked as if things had calmed down in reference to her pain. Period. She was coming back down to her baseline. Period. At that juncture, she was to continue tramadol and was trying to get her off of Percocet. Period, she was to return in 2 weeks to assess her progress. Period, next section, findings and conclusions. The additional medical records supplied showed Mr. Patton continued to receive palliative care from Dr. Greaves after last being seen here in 2022. Period, this was comprised of medications, injection, and an updated lumbar MRI. That study does not appear to have showed any substantive objective worsening for the worse. I'm sorry, objective progressive reproducible worsening to a material degree. Period. My latest evaluation noted a series of lumbar MRIs during the period 6/30/20 12-4-20 and 9-13-21, and the thoracic MRI in 1-4-21. Period. The EMG on 12-10-21 was also done and will be inserted as marked from that prior report. Period. In paragraph, my opinions relative to permanency and causation remain unchanged as marked in that report. Period. End.